Let's head to the news line. Every Wednesday, we talk with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center for Jobs Wednesday. Even though it's the holidays, Jennifer Pearsall-Herman, I'm sure we still have employers looking for employees.
Yeah, that is true. We have a lot of different opportunities for people that are looking for work, even though it's the holidays. So it's really awesome. We have a lot of upcoming events within the next week and week and a half. The first one is today from 9 a.m. to noon. WIS International will be interviewing for inventory associates and van drivers. WIS provides inventory expertise to top retailers and warehouses using the most advanced handheld technologies. Positions include varied hours and the opportunity to count inventory as a team. Van transportation is provided for employees for out-of-town inventories. Right. And then tomorrow, Thursday, December 20th, from 1 to 4 p.m., Service Source will be hiring individuals with documented disabilities to join their dining facility attendant team located on a military installation right here in Colorado Springs. Positions are responsible for providing customer service and cleaning supports for military personnel and customers within the dining facility. Then on Thursday, December 27th, PeopleReady will be interviewing for multiple positions, including auto auction drivers, warehouse, general construction for military bases, carpet cleaners and installers, event staff, waste industry workers, and traffic technicians. Then on Friday, December 28th, from 9 a.m. to noon, tech experts will be interviewing for technical customer service representatives, a Windows Server subject matter expert, software support engineers, Microsoft Office 365 subject matter experts, and a staff accountant.
Great.
And then next Monday, on December 31st from 9 a.m. to noon, Luce Research will be hiring English and bilingual telephone interviewers to conduct surveys via phone and web in areas such as market research and political research. Luce offers part-time positions with very flexible schedules. And so to find out more information for these hiring events and any of our other hiring events, people can check out our website, which is ppwfc.org.
Okay, Jennifer, let's highlight a couple of jobs.
Yeah, so we have a lot of job postings among the hundreds on connectingcolorado.com. The first one today is a security account manager, which is full-time and pays $55,000 a year. It manages and grows customer relationships for a security company, hires, develops, and retains quality staff using outstanding interpersonal communication skills, manages multiple priorities in complex situations with a diverse team of employees, and client requirements. That is job number 767-1294. Then we have a cybersecurity engineer, which pays $85,000 per year negotiable. This position performs cybersecurity assessments and compliance activities for the Shared Early Warning System missile systems to include associated cross-domain solutions. The position requires the design and coordination of technical solutions for the sustainment of cybersecurity across multiple technology areas and is required to stay current on security requirements and emerging threats. This is job number 767-3559. And then the last job posting today is for a finisher for wood products, which is full-time and pays $17 an hour. The finisher applies stain on veneers and hardwoods to achieve desired color, has knowledge of all aspects of cabinet finishing from pre-application of all types of finishes, stains, and tints, sands wood products by hand or with sanders, reads shop drawings, and knows how to relate elevation plan details and detailed views together to understand what a finished project or product should look like when complete, sprays sealers and top coats on wood products. And that is job number 767-1469. And everyone can view and apply for these jobs and many others at connectingcolorado.com.
Jennifer, great. Thanks so much for our Jobs Wednesday. Happy holidays. We'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too.
Thank you. 840 at KRDO's Morning News.